David Schmid began his Forest Service career in Alaska. He and his wife moved here in the early 1980s for his first agency job in South Central's Chugach National Forest. Later, he worked in the Tongass in Southeast.
Over the years, I think we spent 23 years together in Alaska, and just having an opportunity to come back and re-engage with folks and work on Alaska issues has just been a dream of mine.
He's leaving his post as Deputy Regional Forester for the agency's northern region based in Missoula, Montana. He'll take over the Alaska job from Regional Forester Beth Pendleton, who's retiring after 8 years in the position. She spent about 30 years in the Forest Service, two-thirds of it in Alaska. Pendleton recently served as acting associate chief of the nationwide agency during the transition to the Trump administration. Despite shakeups at the top, she says there was no pressure to leave.
My plans to retire were in 2018, so this is, per my choice to retire at this time.
Pendleton oversaw the Forest Service's Alaska region during development of the most recent Tongass Land Management Plan. It's been challenged in court and in Congress, largely because it begins the phase-out of old-growth logging. She believes the plan will survive because it's flexible and can absorb change.
We've been really focusing on that transition to young growth harvest and renewable energy, and there is an adaptive management component that's associated with the plan where there's room based on our learning and adaptive management approach to further amend the plan in the future if needed.
Pendleton says she'll bring a replacement up to speed before she leaves the office. Schmid hasn't been part of this version of the Tongass planning battle, but he's familiar with the issues from his days as district ranger for Thorne Bay on Prince of Wales Island. Before the big mills closed, it was a center of Alaska's timber industry. Schmid says he's dealt with similar conflicts in his current job.
I think I've had, something like 75 or 80 objection resolution meetings here in Montana, northern Idaho, and North Dakota. And oftentimes, mostly around travel planning or large vegetation management, I would say it was almost identical to my experiences in Alaska with some very polarized issues.
The Forest Service has 9 regional offices. Not a lot are overseen by women, but Pendleton says she's not unique.
I would say in the last 10 to 15 years, we've seen more women and minorities come into some of these leadership positions, and I have had nothing but support and encouragement as I have worked in the agency and as I've served here in Alaska.
A Forest Service press release announcing the transition says Schmid will be acting regional forester, but he says he'll be here for the long haul. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.